Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim, like Big Bruh. Come along.
Ain't no thrilling it, and Yahzim, we sealing it with love in our heart. We restart to give Yah glory, renew our story, forget your blight, receive your sight. You are the light, filled with might, all praise is due to Yahweh. So choose whom you will serve today. Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to NSF or NS Fatherhood. That's N as in National, S as in Saving, Fatherhood, NSFatherhood.org. Help us out there. Help us to be able to continue to create more opportunities for the fathers. Help us to create more opportunities for things that are happening in the community. Listen to different things we have going on. Listen to different things that we have going on as far as classes that are even being given. Of course, we have different people that are doing different shows on here. We have, a great team that gives you a powerful, powerful stuff that goes on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursdays, every Thursday. The powerhouse team. So check us out on Thursdays. I am, a co-host on there. Of course, we have my big brother, who's known on TikTok as Marcus Speaks, also known on here as King Cam, who comes to you with the Midnight Oil. That starts at 10 o'clock p.m. and goes to 12 midnight on Monday evenings and Wednesday evenings. So make sure that you check him out and support him and, spend some time with him. Also, if you're looking for anything that we're doing with Kofi Afforti stuff, the Kofi Afforti podcast, classes that we're giving through Kofi Afforti tied to SOC University, ways to help us with food, the coat drives that we're doing, all types of stuff, check us out, on any social media platforms, even including, if you're just trying to Google us, just go to search engines and put in hashtag find Kofi. That's at hashtag FINDKOFI. And you'll be able to follow what's going on. But other than that, man, I just wanted to come and talk to you guys. Thank you guys for being on. I appreciate King, Queen, and you as always. And we're here changing lives one mind at a time, but being the voice of the voices and speaking the unspoken. And I've just been trying to get, back on track. I'm trying to recover. And in this recovery, I've been learning some different life lessons. And it's the first time I've really had something that has sidelined me to this extent. I can't really move as much. I can't lift that much. I can't really work right now. I'm basically just, I'm still burning the midnight oil, so to speak, but I am, I'm really just doing a lot of things slowly and trying to make sure I recover. And I've learned a lot of life lessons, and I just kind of want to share them with you, and learning these life lessons and learning things, more things about myself and, being more careful about recovery. That's something that I've been going through a lot, and I kind of wanted to talk about that because a lot of times when we recover in many different things, whether you're recovering from bad relationships, recovering from bad decisions, recovering from bad financial things, we oftentimes, kind of look over, the blessing of recovery, the blessings that can happen, the pace that we now get to go at, going things slower, taking our time, and a lot of times we just want to jump back right where we left off, but sometimes we need to learn things in the recovery. There was a time in my life where everything fell apart a long time ago. Now, this wasn't physical. This was more mental and spiritual and emotional. And it affected me somewhat physically as far as being able to afford certain things and live, not have to live on the streets and things. But, I was basically had my life kind of come to a standstill. I couldn't work, I couldn't find work and, basically ended up, by myself. Couldn't really do things for my children I wanted to be able to do, lost my relationship and went through a depression. And I learned in that process, I wish I could go back and even slow things down even more now that I look back, but I learned through that process that, I had to really start slowing things down. I really had to realize that I was in a place where things were not the same and they would never be the same. As a matter of fact, when things got better, I needed them to get better than what they used to be. And a lot of times when we're going through recovery and we're going through frustrating times and we're going through emotional times, it's very easy for us to just kind of be like, I'm gonna just get back into it. I'm gonna take whatever job I get. I'm gonna do whatever I can. I'm just gonna work hard. But take time to find yourself. Take time to find out if stuff that you're working in is actually what you should be working in. Take time out to see if what the things that you think that make you special are things that are really about you at all. I've really been learning through this process that I need to take time to slow down and not force myself. There's been times that I forced myself to the limit and kind of exacerbated the internal injury and because I moved too fast. And a lot of times we do things that kind of exacerbate our situation because we're trying to move right back into things. We got to be right back on track. We got to move the same way we move. We have to try and get the money we were getting. And we don't take time to slow down. And I just feel like somebody needs to hear this message today, you know, needs to hear, you know, take time to slow down. Take time to figure out what's frustrating you. Take time out to see if you're eating correctly. Take time out to see if you've been thinking correctly. Maybe you've been making good moves, but not for the correct reasons. Maybe you've been making righteous moves, but not in righteous timing. Maybe you've been meditating, but not meditating on the things that are for you. You're just meditating the way everybody else meditates. So everybody else, whether it's your religion or your religiosity that says meditate this way, or it's the people you hang out with that say meditate this way or whatever, maybe you meditate because everybody else says meditate this way, but you're not actually getting growth. You're not actually learning anything. You're not actually doing stuff that's going to help you 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And I am really, you know, I'm really getting better at being able to, you know, when something happens that requires your attention, not try to skip past it or try to forget it as fast as possible, you know, but hold on to it in a sense. Obviously, I'm not saying hold on to it so much that your life revolves around and you don't make any moves, you don't do anything, but hold on to those things and remember. You know, there's things that, like, now a lot of the reason why I'm really big in helping the community, especially the homeless community or people that are struggling, is because that I was homeless. You know, and during that recovery time, you know, it was really important for me to, you know, learn in the midst of being homeless and learn different things like, wow, you know, it's important to know where I can go to get food. It's important to know, you know, programs that are designed to help me with my ID situation if I can't find my ID. It's important to know if you're a veteran, what help is out there for you. It's important to know what housing opportunities there are. It's important to know if there are programs that will allow you to get paid, even if it's not that much money, but it will allow you to get paid and also help you to save the money and maybe double up on the money you're getting paid to help you out of your situation. I learned a lot. I grew through it. And so because of that, we make sure people have clothes. We make sure people have housing. We make sure people understand how stuff works. We make sure we teach them how to invest, cryptocurrency. These are things that I started realizing and thinking about and learning and growing in, even in being homeless. So I had a better mentality as far as how to help myself have a home in right places as far as my mental thinking while I was homeless physically, you know. And, you know, I think in the recovery process, there's so many lessons that we can learn, and we oftentimes skip over these things in the recovery process. We oftentimes just go to a place of, yeah, I'm just going to make this happen. This things are going to work. This things are going to happen. And then when they don't happen right away, we call ourselves failures. We start giving up. We start saying, well, maybe I'm not as good as society. We start then saying society is terrible because I can't recover. And we don't think about, well, what am I learning in my recovery process? On the Kofi 40 podcast earlier this morning, we were talking about how being blocked, you know, I've actually been blocked or been in trouble with TikTok and other places because of talking about the Black agenda. But it's been a blessing because when I get blocked, that forces me to have to go to other platforms to do the same thing I'm doing. And that actually helps me to grow. It helps people who never have seen me or never pay attention or never even know who I am. Now all of a sudden they're paying attention on YouTube. Now all of a sudden they're looking for me on Facebook. Now all of a sudden they're looking for me on IG. The recovery process, coming from somebody trying to destroy your name even, there's things that happen to you in the midst of that. Learn from that, grow from that, work in that. You know, everything's breaking down. Everybody's so upset. Coronavirus has done this. We'll never be the same. Society will never do this. Society will never be this, et cetera. And it's like, well, in the midst of this stuff that's going on, what are you doing to learn and to grow in it? You know, when people talk about recession, historically speaking, whenever, quote unquote, recessions have happened, that's when some of the greatest big business plans have happened. That's when some people have made the most money in the stock market. That's when people have had, you know, the businesses that still last till this day, you know, hundreds of years now, businesses started in the midst of finding the need that appeared and that really wasn't going to go away even when everything got back on track. You know, in the midst of being at your low point is when you can find stuff that keeps you in your higher point. You know, this is stuff that we can easily see that happens every day, and we can easily learn. We can easily study. You know, what are the things, even like if you've had bad relationships in the past and your relationships are terrible and they didn't work out and you were depressed and you were in love and somebody broke your heart and all those things. What are some of the things that, even though somebody else did something to them, what are some of the warning signs that you should have seen? And therefore, from this point on, when you get with somebody in the future, what are some of the things you're going to make sure that you hold near and dear to your heart and in your conscious, you know, or your consciousness, right? What are some of the things that you're going to make sure you're conscious of and aware of? If this person is doing this, I've seen this before. And so I'm going to be careful not to say you're doing the same thing somebody did for the same reasons. Maybe you don't have the same motives, but I know how this works out. I'm going to be careful not to put myself in the same position, right? I'm going to be careful not to, put myself in a position where my family's going to be hurting again, where my heart's going to be hurting again. These are things that I'm learning through the recovery process. I'm recovering, and while recovering, I'm recovering, you know, mind, body, and soul. I'm recovering with my psyche or psyche. You know, the word psyche in the Greek actually means soul. So it's talking about the seat of your passions, where your spirit meets your physical, your pineal gland, right? Like your habits, your ability even to breathe is in this definition of psyche or psyche. If I get a psychological evaluation, if I have a psychologist, I'm dealing with somebody who literally is studying my soul. Why not become your own personal psychologist? Have somebody else who can look at you and do psychology from the outside, but why not have the ability to have psychology that's done from within? These are things that can be learned, utilized, grown in, and taken to the next level in your life. These are things that we can learn on our own. These are things that we can benefit on our own. These are things that we can grow from within and on our own. And a lot of times we don't use the low points to be able to make sure that we relish the high points and that we use the high points in ways that they've never been used before. And so, you know, like I said, in the midst of my personal recovery, I've been learning a lot and growing a lot. And, but even in the midst of all that, I really want to just come out and remind you guys that, you know, we're not going anywhere. The Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio is not going anywhere. Kofi Speaks soon will be having Soul hosted by yourself on NSF TV. We're going to give you the information for the apps and everything to download soon with that. So we're not going anywhere. We're looking at making sure that we support you, that we get this stuff going, that we keep giving you the same stuff. We're just recovering. In the midst of recovering, we're going to be better. We're going to be better now than what we were before. And that means that we'll be able to help you through your recovery. You know, your recovery through how society has taught you who you are or what you gave up on or what you might have thought you messed up your life in here or there. We're in a position to where we're recovering together. Let's be better today than what we were yesterday. Let's be better in this season than what we were last season. Let's be better in 2021 than what we were in 2020. Let's acknowledge, a lot of people want to talk about all the bad stuff, but let's acknowledge some stuff that you've grown in 2020. In 2019, certain things weren't in place, but in 2020, if you were to be honest, there's probably a lot of things that might actually be better for you. Even if it's you think about things differently, even if you deal with depression differently, even if you deal with eating differently, even if you decided to make sure that you make some things happen as far as your mortgage or your mortgage, right? All these different things, these are lessons that we are learning right now in the midst of the season. And so as we come out and as part of NSF Radio, we know we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to, get stuff done all over the world, all over the planet. You know, don't forget about doing this for yourself. Don't forget about growing. Don't forget about being better. Don't forget about the ability that you have to do so many great and miraculous and marvelous things. These are things that we can do all day, every day. We can do to be able to get us to the next level. We can be able to do to help each other out and to help each other grow. And so in the midst of all this stuff going on, in the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of this bad season, in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of all these things that we would say are so terrible, let's not forget who we are and who we're called to be, what the world even sees in us. Matter of fact, understand even people that are taking advantage of you. They take advantage of you because they see more in you a lot of times than you see in yourself. Like, for example, we talk about people going into places like Africa or the Philippines or places in South America, native reservations, all these places, and people take from these people. And we say that these people, are living poor places. But the reality is they don't live in poor places, because you wouldn't go somewhere and take from a poor place to be able to take it for yourself. You're taking from somebody who has. And it's because they recognize what you have to be able to use for themselves, and you won't necessarily use it for yourself. That's part of it. Now, I understand that, different tribes and different people have different thoughts on how they should live their lives and how they should use what we consider to be their resources. And I get that. However, the reason why it's taken advantage by other people is because we will let them come in and take stuff, not realizing that they're taking it because not because we're poor. They're taking it because we are, in fact, rich. We're sitting on a gold mine and don't realize that we have the same stuff that Mansa Musa was sitting on. We have the same stuff that the Gold Coast was sitting on, the Bread Coast was sitting on. We have the same stuff that Kemet was sitting on, that Nubia was sitting on. We have the same stuff, the same rubber that Belgium came to take, that, you know, the Congo was sitting on. We have all of these things within ourselves. We have the ability to do great things within ourselves, but we allow other people to come. And so when we start this recovery process from what people have done and even abusing us and taking from us, why not make sure that we comprehend and understand, oh, that was because we didn't know who we are, who we were at the time. But during this recovery process, we've come to understand who we always were. We were always rich. We always had. We were always in place. We always had these great things going on. So this is just going to be a quick show. I just want to talk about those things that we are coming back. That we never really went anywhere, but I just had to make sure I took time to recover. You know, our leader, Alfred, you know, Brother Alfred, he made the point to tell me that I needed to make sure that I recovered and took some time off. And, you know, my wife, of course, making sure that I understood I need to recover and take time off. And even some people that follow me and some friends and family, they may hit a point to, like, keep track of me and make sure that I'm not doing things that I'm not supposed to be doing. And even in that, too, that's another great part of the recovery process. There will be people around you who will say, hey, slow up. Don't go to do this yet. Don't focus on that yet. And as much as you want to do them, listen to some of these people because they're looking. They might have even been through things that you've been through, and they're saying, hey, you know, I've seen this happen. I've seen people go through this. I've seen people have to go through this recovery process. I might have even gone through it myself. And rather than you repeat some of the mistakes and end up hurting yourself all over again, why not take time out to make sure that you come out of this better than what you were and that you don't have to have injuries again that happen to make you go backwards from where you came. So, that's all I really have to talk about today. We wanted to make sure that you guys were aware that we're not going anywhere. We're going to make sure that we just talk a little bit once again about things that are going on. As far as advertisements and stuff, by the way, or things that you would like us to talk about, feel free to email me at hit me up at kofispeaks@nsfatherhood.org. That's KOFISPEAKS at NSF. That's N as in national, S as in saving, NSFatherhood.org. All right. Check out what's going on at NSFatherhood.org. Also, to check out the radio show that's on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m., where you're going to get the power hour. Also, to make sure that you check out the comedies that we have. We have a comedy show that comes on Saturdays where we give you some comedy, both past and present, for you to be able to laugh a little bit through all these times that we're struggling through. Also, too, we have King Cam that we talked about, a show that comes on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 o'clock p.m. to 12 a.m. Let's listen real quick to something he has to tell us.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, so that's King Cam. Also known on TikTok as Marcus Speaks, and I believe on IG as Marcus Speaks. Also has a podcast as well, so go check out the brother. He teaches a lot, especially about Africa, but he also talks about things we're going through right now and even gives you a chance to be able to give you music and just give you different topics to be able to talk about that we go through all the time. You know, even things from relationships to, you know, relationships to work to history, of course, to all that good stuff. But I thank you guys for listening in. I appreciate the King and Queen and each and every one of you as always. It's Pastor Kofi, a.k.a. the Saddleband One, Pastor Servant to Christ, where we're always changing lives one mind at a time by being a voice to the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. Until I have the next great opportunity to be before you again, I want you to remember as always that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom.